You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
That's the sound of sunshine coming down. And that's the sound of sunshine coming down.
And I think most of us are ready for the sun after our long cold winter and late spring. Finally, we're through the solstice and summer is here. I think we might even break some heat records this weekend. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to give us some details on the hottest days of the year and when they typically occur all around the country. First, let's hear the details on the forecast. We're about to zoom up to almost 90 degrees.
That's right. And I think some people will see record temperatures this weekend. Now, today is a transitional day, but a perfect day. High pressure is building over us right now. Temperatures, though, will only get to the upper 70s, maybe 80 here in Puget Sound. So, you know, it can't be anything better than that. Virtually completely clear skies. You know, today is just the most ideal weather you can possibly imagine.
Indeed.
And in fact, if people look outside, they'll notice that the winds will be actually picking up a bit later in the day, fairly strong northerly winds. And that's a sign of what's going to happen. Something called a thermal trough will be developing south of us over Oregon during the day today. So what happens is we have high pressure starting to build in to the east of us. That's giving offshore flow today over Oregon. The offshore flow brings warm air that descends down into the Willamette Valley. That causes the temperatures to warm up. It also causes the pressure to fall. And something called the thermal trough will develop today. Now, with lower pressure south of us, higher pressure north, we'll get these northerly winds over us that'll keep us relatively cool. So today is wonderful. Now, tomorrow, as the easterly offshore flow moves up into the Washington Cascades, we'll get offshore flow over our mountains. It'll give us warming and the pressure trough moving northward, roughly over the Olympic Peninsula. Now, that's going to cause the temperatures to warm up tomorrow over Seattle, and I expect temperatures to get to the mid-80s, maybe even 87, 88 in some places away from the water. But the temperatures will be particularly warm along the Washington coast. So if you're there in Hoquiam or Quileute or something like that, temperatures could drive up into the mid to upper 80s tomorrow. So it'll be really toasty along the coast. Now on Sunday, things get really interesting. That thermal trough will start moving a little bit eastward over Seattle. That will be our warmest day of the weekend. Temperatures will probably surge around 90 to 92, 93 if you're near the water. If you go inland, you know, let's say to North Bend or in the some of the eastern suburbs, temperatures could drive way up to the mid-90s. So it could be really warm if you get away from the water. So Sunday's the warmest day. Good chance there'll be some record temperatures that day. Record temperatures for the date. On Sunday, the coast, though, will start to cool down. As the thermal trough moves inland, the cool air is going to push into the coast. And then on Monday, we expect this thermal trough, this area of low pressure, to jump into eastern Washington. So I would expect Monday to be considerably cooler as marine air pushes in into western Washington. Temperatures will fall back from the lower 90s, probably into the mid to lower 80s on Monday. So it'll be definitely a step down, and then a further step down on Tuesday. So, you know, the warmest day is probably going to be Sunday for Puget Sound.
It's interesting. And this time, it's going to be really hot here right around the time of the solstice. But that's not always the case.
A really interesting question is, when do we get the highest temperatures of the year? You know, when do they typically occur? And it really depends where you are in the country. I did a blog about this week. And here in Seattle, you know, in the Puget Sound region, our warmest temperatures of the year, the high temperatures we have over the whole year, typically are in late July and maybe early August. So it's a little bit after, about a month after, when the sun is strongest, which is about now, right? June 21st. But other parts of the country have their high temperatures in other times of the year. For example, if you're along the coast of California or Oregon, the warmest days of the year are typically in early September, maybe late August. way after the sun has started to weaken down. And so why is that true? Well, high pressure builds into the eastern Pacific during the summertime, and that tends to push marine air into the coastal area, so they don't get their high temperatures. Only as we get into very late summer, when that high pressure weakens and we start getting a little offshore flow, can places right along the coast from San Francisco down to Santa Barbara get their warmest temperatures. So they're typically in early September. On the other hand, if you're in some place like Phoenix or Tucson, their high temperatures tend to be really early. They tend to be in mid-June. And that's because as you get into late June and July, they have something called the Southwest Monsoon that tends to cause clouds and precipitation that actually cool the temperatures down in Arizona and New Mexico during the middle to late summer. So it's really fascinating. The high temperatures typically vary in terms of when they are during the year.
Interesting. Kind of counterintuitive. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we see the future.
Welcome to the future and all the wonders of the 21st century in the greatest preview the world has ever seen.
Take away ahead, look at tomorrow.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org and NPR1.